Hey, everybody loves to go out to eat, but do we ever think what happens behind the kitchen doors? Well, that's what this show is all about. We've got a man that knows what goes on behind those doors and been doing it for a long time, helping others as well, with his own restaurant, with his own catering, with his own mentoring, with his own teaching at Saddleback Culinary Institute, the legendary, the one and the only, Chef Pascal. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the introduction. Very flattering.
When you were a kid, did you ever wonder what went behind the kitchen door, or did you just like to go eat and go out? I don't think anybody thinks what goes on behind the kitchen
door. Well, even when I was not a chef yet, I always put my nose in the kitchen.
See? All right. Then you were curious. Okay.
I sat with my mom's kitchen. Yeah.
There you go.
Like a lot of us.
Well, I'm curious today because you brought in another person I've never met before here, so tell me all about her.
Well, actually, I'm glad my friend Heather responded to my request, because I know about what she does a little bit, but not too much. The reason I know about her, because she's very active with the community and charities that we all do with a lot of chefs in Orange County together, and she's very generous. But I learned more, and we're going to talk about it, about how she take care of our business and how we can get our food, because she make incredible food, and we're going to talk about that. And so I'm glad we're going to share who you are, what you do, and so I have a couple of questions. You're more of a baker, are you?
No, we do everything, full
yourself,
catering and baker.
You personally?
No, we do it all, personally.
Okay.
We do everything savory to sweet.
When did you start wanting to have your own business?
About 10 years ago is when I began this journey. Started actually 2014, so a little more,
and
about a dozen years.
I don't think we named the business. You just said casually her name.
Yes.
Tell her the name of the business.
Three Pug Bakery and Catering. Three Pug. I wonder why.
I would have thought, because it says bakery and catering, so I understand your question. I would have assumed the same thing, that it's a bakery first.
Well, I started started the name as Three Pug Bakery, and then we added catering on after.
Got it. Okay.
So we did begin as a bakery.
And you see here, there's two little pugs there. Over there.
That's Buster and Boomer.
They were our best friends, you know?
That is unfortunately not correct.
See? Chef Pascal's got it all wrong here today.
But in my world, I'm hoping that one day they are best friends, yes. Both rescues.
Both rescues.
Both scruffy street dogs.
But why are you saying not best friend? No, I'm not dog's
Buster,
best friend.
Buster is a little bit jealous and territorial.
Well, that's his
dog.
That's his dogs.
Well, because you give too much food to one or not to the other.
Yeah, that could be.
And so one thing that strikes me, and now we talk about the pugs. Because this is why you have to put that. It's a specialty bakery and catering company for humans.
Yes, that is correct.
It's not for dogs.
It's good to know.
That is a very good thing to know. People have asked me about that many times. It's always a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I kind of like that it's confusing. It gets the conversation rolling.
Is there a catering company for dogs? I would have never even thought of that.
They do, actually. There's people that manufacture dog food.
Oh my goodness.
And you can go pick up your personalized food for your own dog.
Right.
Not this one. All right, so did you start off as a bakery? Was it mostly baking?
Started off as a cottage industry bakery. So
what does that mean?
Oh, cottage, you're going to say. It's when you use your own kitchen that you're pretty up to code to the F department.
I didn't
Correct.
Know that. Okay, so it is you have to have a home kitchen, but it has to be at a certain code to sell.
A special license, yes.
Right, and you can only do limited items. They need to know in advance what the items and ingredients are. Yeah. You can't vary off of that, and I'm not the kind of person that likes to be put in a box.
So
it didn't work for me for more than about a year.
And it's complicated, especially with what you do. Normally, you cannot cook in with your cottage light sauce. You could dairy or chicken and things could be very touchy about being safe.
Right. So, absolutely.
So, but yeah.
And how did you, we're always fascinated. So you start this, where do you sell it? Just to friends and family?
Okay, we're going to get, we're going to get there.
We're going to get there, okay. Because I'm baking stuff at home, I don't know how to sell it anywhere. Yeah, we're going to find out.
You could, but don't sell anymore.
All right.
No, you know, actually, I just read something that is a new. It's not passed yet, but it's a new bill that you can actually do home restaurants. You can actually charge guests in your own home and serve them dinner.
Has that been approved
But
yet,
I don't believe it's Orange County yet,
no,
from what I was reading. L.A. County.
L.A.,
like
Pasadena, yeah.
Right.
But maybe Orange County, but, you know, we're always behind that kind of
never,
thing.
That's something I never heard of.
I know. I will cook at home. I mean, because, but I will give
Who needs a restaurant? Just come over to my house.
Exactly. I bring you the beer. So,
yeah.
And, but, so... So you started about 13 years ago, 12 years ago?
Approximately.
And then you've been gone. Are you gone? And now you use some, we have access to a kitchen we can rent now. I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
So
there's only a couple of those around, right? A couple of these commercial kitchens.
There's a Hood, there's a... is a place
Fourth
in
Street
some,
Market,
Santa Ana. Fourth Street Market, yes. And then my friend Brandon, you can use his space in kitchen. But yeah, and but the thing is, you don't have a shop, you don't have a store.
Correct.
So you have to order online, correct?
You can order online, and we also do have a couple of locations where you can pick up from in Orange County, as well as you can purchase our pot pies without having to purchase online.
Wow.
But our actual menu, the full menu, you do need to purchase online.
I know a location because I was affiliated with them, Manatsuro Farm.
Yes, Manatsuro Farm.
I've seen some of your product there. No? You've been there for some time. No?
Yes, since around the pandemic is when I met Ann and Dan and got involved with them.
And but you have another place called... What's the other place?
Nikki's Kitchen.
Nikki's Kitchen.
Up in Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda. So we cook here and you have to deliver the food. People, they have to order like on Wednesday you publish your...
I usually put the menu up by Thursday and online ordering goes up and people can order from Thursday through Monday for the following Tuesday.
And then how does it...
For the following
Wednesday.
And
then how do they either come someplace to you and get it, or they go to one of these other pickup locations and get
it? They can come to me if they'd like to come to my commercial kitchen in Irvine, work out of Saltwater Catering with Chef Lou up in Irvine.
Okay.
They can make arrangements with me there, or the two pickup locations are Monastero Farms in Irvine or Nikki's Kitchen in Yorba
Linda. What's the typical delivery time? So if I ordered it on a Thursday and I wanted it the next day or something, or is there a couple days... What's the lag between when I order it and when I pick it up?
Sure. So you can order Thursday through Monday. That time is all for the following Wednesday.
So the
cutoff would be the Monday, and then I should say 2 days.
You
from
make
then,
all this
the
stuff.
Wednesday.
You disperse it to all these places, and then I can go pick it up on Wednesday.
Yeah. When you go to the website, there's of course some weekly menus.
Yes.
There's also a la carte. I mean, you can pick probably the regular items there, like the pie and things like that.
Right, we have a weekly menu. Mm-hmm.
But this week, actually, it's a special week.
Yes.
Because
this week is a special week?
We have two menus this week, actually.
We have here a full gold menu. It's like a full menu. And... What's real or not real here?
Believe it or not, these were all real. we just had fun, like our meatloaf cupcakes. So
meatloaf cupcakes? No, come on. You make meatloaf cupcakes?
And our frosting was our gold mashed potatoes.
So you cook with a good sense of humor.
Yes.
Because you're saying it's April Fool's Day.
Correct.
So yeah. April Fool's.
We like to do themed menus and have fun.
So I guess this is too late now.
Today we've already delivered. And I did fail to mention, as well as those pickup locations, we do home deliveries as well.
Really?
So all over Orange County.
Somebody did like an Uber Dash or something? Somebody arrives in a car and...
we actually have a delivery driver.
Your own.
To Lisa. And she's out there delivering.
Wonderful. Yes. And so why it's a special week? Because now we're talking about Easter brunch menu.
Mm. Correct.
All right. Can you describe some of the dishes you have on that menu?
Absolutely.
Is it still time for Easter?
There is still time through tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. So tomorrow will be our cutoff for the Easter menu. We'll be in the kitchen all day Friday prepping, and then we will have it either at the pickup locations or for delivery on Saturday.
Okay.
It's in time for Easter brunch.
And so let's talk about a few dishes here.
Sure. We go all the way from, we have a honey peach salad that we make with a honey champagne vinaigrette. We make all of our dressings, all of our baked goods, everything is from scratch. So we start off with that salad. We grill the peaches on that. Go through the salmon, our quiches. We have two different choices of quiches, and then the cinnamon raisin brioche French toast, which is one of my favorites.
Ooh.
I make that with our house bourbon ice cream.
House bourbon? You make your own ice cream,
We make our own ice cream, too. Yes.
That sounds great.
We do it all. Wow. We do it all. Yes. And then some baked goods and tartlets and trifles. We do our best to use as much seasonal and local produce and items as possible.
My wife is listening. I think
she's ordering.
All right.
Maybe
excellent.
She already called and placed an order. So
can I just ask the obvious question? How does this all work? Chef Pascal has amazed me. He had a famous restaurant for 25 years plus or whatever.
I know.
And then he teaches others how to cook. And I assume everybody wants to be like that. They want to have their restaurant, their place. But in today's world, that's extremely expensive, extremely difficult to maintain. And he brings in people all the time who have food carts, who have food halls. You're the first one, a private chef. You're the first one that's come in and talked about.
All right.
What would you describe this as? How do I describe this business? Not catering to me is you come to my house and I have a party.
And we do that as well.
And I'm sure you do that.
We do all of that too.
But this idea of prepared food that I go pick up, I don't even know what name to give that.
You know, that is a really good question. I wish I had the answer for you because this is a whole different thing that I think during COVID is kind of where the necessity was born for this.
Mm-hmm.
I was only kind of half in doing this business part-time, and then I had a restaurant job as well, front of house. And when COVID hit, I had to go all in when everything shut down, and we came up with the concept of, like everybody else, I'm sure at that time scrambling and coming up with concepts of doing this delivery business. And we have stuck it out. A lot of people scaled back on that when COVID was over, but this really has become one of the arms of our business, is doing the deliveries as well as another arm selling the
home delivery, because there were a couple of big chains.
Catering.
What's the one I'm thinking of where home delivery, you would go order and then they would it would either get delivered to you. There were a couple of big chains that tried this idea.
If you go online, because a lot of people who maybe cannot go shop, or people they're all too old to drive, you know, and
they're too busy.
Handicapped.
Just too busy to go
busy.
Buy it,
they
make it.
They pre-order weekly meals, and then they receive meals for the every day of the week, and because you know it's too expensive to have your own private chef, so it's like having a private chef, but just all you get is the food, and so. It's very similar to that, you know, and you're right, COVID really opened up all the ideas, hey, how can I run a business without...
Well, particularly in COVID, you couldn't come to the, couldn't go into the restaurant.
Exactly. Right. And this, you know, it's not touchable. Even if COVID will ever happen again, I hope not, you still be able to provide food for the people.
Right.
And now, with all the... internet connections, because you have a great website too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And can you mention your website?
Sure. ThreePugBakery.com.
ThreePugBakery.com. So if I go there,
yes.
I can order this stuff. I
yes.
pay for it then. You
yes.
make it. And
yes.
at some point after that, you either bring it to me or I come to you or I go find one of these couple of locations where I can pick it up.
That is correct.
What's better than you prepaid instead of going shopping? You prepaid, you shop online, and you go pick it up. So pay, boom, you take and go. No, it's amazing.
Particularly if you like to eat, but you can't cook like me. You don't know how, even if I had the time or whatever, I don't have the talent to go prepare stuff. So I'm eating junk at home because that's all I can make.
So Paula would love you to try.
Okay, yeah,
to check the website and order something and go pick it up right there on Jeffrey Road. And then,
or have them bring it to me.
That too.
Oh, I mean,
there must be a delivery charge. So you charge
there
it.
Is a delivery charge.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So who buys this? Is it older people that have trouble getting out? Is it young couples that are busy working? Is it any? Give me a sense of who's your customers are.
I would say from kind of looking at all the different orders and the relationships I've developed with these different customers, a lot of them actually tend to be more toward middle-aged women.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be for the meal portion.
Well, busy with
yes.
family, job.
Right. No. They don't want to have to cook anymore.
No time for shopping.
Right.
Yeah.
I would think it would also be popular with singles because my aunt, who was single her whole life and died in her 90s, she used to say, I can cook, but I can't cook for one. Well, cooking for one was always, I don't know.
Right.
So there are a ton of single people, divorced, young, death of family, whatever. There's more and more people that are living alone at all ages. I would think this would be a good, like later on in life, she got very old. She did Meals on Wheels. It's
yeah.
kind of
mm-hmm.
the older
mm-hmm.
idea.
Yes.
They brought her
yeah.
her meals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she loved it because she didn't have to go out and shop and
no.
cook.
No.
Which is for one person.
And usually eat healthier.
And exactly.
Instead of going to a fast food around the corner, you know, you get some real
or
food.
Or the frozen food. She lived on frozen food for mm-hmm. a long time. The mm-hmm. frozen
right.
pot pies or something.
Everything comes fresh.
Everything comes fresh.
Yes. With instructions?
Yes. We do put on the label instructions if it's something mm-hmm. that needs to be heated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. That's great.
So how do people know about you other than things? Is it just word of mouth?
It really, to this point, a lot of it has been word of mouth. It really has.
Yeah, yeah,
and we've
yeah.
just been kind of picking up steam as
There's
we've been
There's so much
going
you
along.
Can produce now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a plan to grow?
I would like to grow. My ultimate plan, my ultimate dream if mm-hmm. if I can make this happen financially someday, I want to have a bed and breakfast.
Oh.
And it would be pug themed.
Of
and
course.
It would have a gastro pug inside.
A gastro pug. Oh, I like that.
And a gift shop and a coffee and tea shop and just the whole shebang.
Why pugs? You love pugs somehow?
I love pugs. My grandmother brought a pug down from Canada when I was 1 year old, and I have known pugs my entire life. So I absolutely adore them.
Wonderful. So let's see. If I look at this, your prices are very reasonable too.
I was afraid to ask because I would think because you're prepping it yourself, I'm going to pay a premium for that.
No, look, you have a salmon, fresh salmon with a lemon butter caper dill, $18.
Oh,
you know, you go in a restaurant, it's in the 30s now.
Yeah.
And you have describe me. I really want to try the French toast. You know.
The brioche French toast?
The brioche French toast.
It sounds really
what
good.
What is brioche French toast? I don't even know what that is.
Brioche bread. And this
oh, brioche
one's a
bread.
Cinnamon
okay.
raisin.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You soak it overnight?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, so
and then
it's
it can be baked fresh in the morning.
Egg mix and creamy. And
yes.
Then you fry it and make it crispy outside.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Okay.
So when Chef Pascal's wife orders, that's the first thing she's got to order here.
Yeah. And so we can reheat at home.
Well, that one, I serve it as, I deliver it as the soaked version. so that it can be the freshest. So all they need to do is just put it in. That one just goes in the oven. They're done.
That's fantastic.
And it's as fresh as can be.
But you have some great stuff like Mayer's lemon glaze scones. Guava glaze scone.
Well, she looks very Irish or Celtic here. I don't know if it's Scottish or Irish.
Scottish, yes.
Got the green on and the red hair and everything. Yes.
So you do quite a lot of baking. And and also, you know, I'm big on quiche, actually. I have a quiche right now in the refrigerator. Yeah. But roasted potato bacon and leek quiche.
Yes.
Or roasted vegetable on goat cheese quiche. Mm. Ooh, that sounds wonderful.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry right now. Well, what did you bring today? We're going to taste some of what we're talking about.
All right.
Well, we're not going to try the pot pie because we have to heat it up.
Yes, that one does need to be heated.
That's for chef to take home.
Yes, this is our smoked chicken pot pie. We smoke the chicken ourselves, make our pie crust, everything from scratch. These we make every week. As I was saying, you can pick up or purchase at Nikki's Kitchen or Montecero Farms.
Okay.
And then we just started this week. Sorry,
wrong
one.
The one
this is the berry mixed berry pie.
You can present it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I forgot there's a camera.
Hold it up.
Yeah. If you can see this. That is our mixed berry pie. It's featuring Montecero Farms fresh strawberries. This week we were able to do their fresh blueberries as well that are in season. And as the lolaberries come in season, we'll add those. But we do.
The what kind of berries?
A lolaberries. It's a specialized form of blackberry.
Yeah.
I never
really,
heard of
really
a
delicious. One of my favorites.
Okay.
Only for like
they're
3 to 4 weeks
a
year.
A bit longer, like bigger and longer.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're just, they're
great.
Delicious.
Yes.
So when those come in season, we'll add those. But other than that, we just are using.
All right. Can we try some here?
Let's absolutely.
Just lean back here. I'll lean into the shot here.
There we go.
You know. Hey, there,
little vanilla bean whipped cream there to go with it.
If the pie goes this way, we'll never come back.
I guess I'm going to have to bring you your own, Chef Pascal.
We were talking about this before. When I was a kid, I grew up in the Midwest, so everything was fruit everywhere. Apple trees, orchards, peaches of Michigan, berries, every kind of fruit imaginable all around where we all lived. And so everybody made pies in the Midwest. It was just every mom made a pie. Apple pie, blueberry, peach. What was the one? What's the real sour one? Oh, can't think of it now.
Oh, rhubarb.
Rhubarb, yes, rhubarb. Yeah, rhubarb. Oh, my God. My mother would grow rhubarb in the garden, and then we'd make pie.
Oh, if you ask an island, kidney pie, huh? No.
Just all fruit pies.
Okay.
So I rarely see pies anywhere anymore at restaurants, whatnot. A couple generic an apple pie or something like that. And we were talking about dessert has disappeared from the American meal.
Yes, I so agree. Restaurants are bringing in desserts. They're not doing a pastry program anymore. Mm-hmm. It's the landscape's changing on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to bring the pie back.
Yeah, I think this, I don't want to mention any name, I think because some coffee company just bring the coffee and the sweet together. Mm-hmm. And people think it's a dessert. It's like, it's a rich cup.
And they think it's fattening or it's too much or whatever. So they'll go all out in the meal. And but I rarely see, if I go to dinner with friends, I'm the only one that wants dessert. Everybody else wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women alike. At home, we rarely pies or cakes or cookies or anything because I'm the only one that really wants it or eats it or something. And I just don't know what happened to the great American pie.
There's a big thing also. People are watching their diet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about more and more people are diabetic. And so you got to cut on sugar, that's for sure. That's no problem.
But is there anything more American than apple pie? I mean, that's what we always said, and yet I rarely find people making pie. I don't know anybody makes a pie anymore.
Well, just wait till fall when we do our toffee-drizzled apple pie.
Toffee-drizzled apple pie.
Yes.
You have me at toffee. This is wonderful, by the way. It's very puffed
up.
Thank you. The crust is the way my mother used to make, kind of a sugary kind of a... It's So many crusts are well, soggy
I'm ready.
Tough. Mm. You're ready? Not getting any. No. I'm eating the whole thing. No, I'll let you try. Wow.
That may be my last show.
This tastes like... I'm going to give you a compliment. This tastes like my mother's pie, the kind of
pie
I used to
have. And that is the best compliment, and that is what we are trying for.
Very important.
Home style.
Yes.
We're not trying to be anything fancy. We're home style. But we want to evoke that feeling of home and warmth and mom.
However, you have no kids.
I'm going to lean in.
I do not.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to lean in.
I cook for everybody else's kids.
So,
Oh, here, give them some of this vanilla paper,
too.
That's wonderful.
You categorize your cuisine more of a American cuisine, or...?
I would say more American. A little bit experimental here and there. Mm-hmm. Try new flavors. Yeah.
So how do the pies and the pastries go over? We just said, we had somebody else in a bakery here. Other ethnic groups, Persians, even Hispanic stuff, have traditions with various desserts and pies and flans and things and stuff here. That was always part of the traditional meal. To me, it's a complete meal. There's something before the soup or salad or something, the appetizer. Then there's the entree, is what you're eating, the main thing. And then there is a little something sweet at the end here. But that has been upended in America here as people have, I think, dramatically cut back on desserts.
I agree.
And some of that's being lost, the heritage. I don't think my daughter knows how to make a pie. My wife does. My grandmother certainly did all the time. My mother did. So how is your stuff being received? Are people rediscovering pies and saying, oh, my God, I never had anything like this, or I haven't had it in a long time? Or are they gravitating more to the other stuff you do, the chicken pot pies and stuff?
Yeah.
No, they receive it all very well, and we do different desserts, not just pies. So we do all kinds of tarts and experiment with different flavors and different desserts. So we keep it fresh every week. We do something different, and I feel like we've gotten very good reception on our desserts. We're really known for our desserts.
Okay, so how much do you charge for a pie like this?
Pie like this is $10.
$10, 6 inch. This is more than 2 servings.
Oh, yeah.
You can get 3 to 4 servings.
Yeah, 3 to 4 servings.
How much you want.
And I'll tell you, one of the things I dislike about pies that you get at the grocery store, first of all, they're stale, and they've been around for a long time, and the crust is...
And they're thin. Look, the crust, what kind of crust is that?
The crust is what's really tasty about this. I don't know what the secret
is. Secrets.
Okay, now the crust is amazing.
It is, because it's actually puffed up.
It's smooth, and... Yes, it's toasted. You know, you can taste the baking and the roasting, but it's smooth. It's not like doughy and
Some of them are real chewy or real tough.
You melt in your mouth. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, wow.
And a big sorry to Rachel, who is now going to have to make more pie dough and make more pies.
That's it. Sorry. Got to do it.
But
where did you learn to make pies like that? Did you just figure it out, or come from a long family of pie makers here?
Not a long family of pie makers, but my grandparents and my aunt both owned restaurants up in Vancouver, British Columbia. So I kind of have some restaurateur in my blood.
Oh, there you go.
But as far as the cooking, my mom tried very hard to get me to learn to cook or to want to teach me, and I wanted nothing to do with it when I was younger. It wasn't until later on that I developed an interest.
Because you missed your mom's cooking?
No, my mom's cooking was, God rest her soul.
My mom,
not something you would
Chef
like.
Pascal assumes everybody's mom was a great cook. My mom was not a great cook. I love my mom too, but my mom was not a great cook, except when it came to pies.
I'll give her credit. Even if she was not a great cook, is there some dishes that she was doing that you remember, that you really put you back in some moments?
Not my mom.
Well, I would say Christmas baking.
Yeah.
Christmas baking. And a lot of the Scottish and Canadian recipes.
I'd say the same with my mother. I'm Irish too, and my mother, the baked goods she would make at Christmas were wonderful.
So this is why, for me, it's very important that you cook for your family, and because you have memories.
Yes.
And extremely good or just good, it's fine. It's just a memory, or it tastes like something my mom used to make, huh? And so that's why this type of cuisine is very homey, very go back to a lot of people's roots. Right. And then, by the way, I still have the taste of the berries in my mouth.
I do too.
Unbelievable.
Right. Very good berries.
It's not oversweet.
It's not, right. No, yeah. It tastes like a Midwestern pie, like my mother or grandmother or somebody would make. Like, it tastes like something I remember. On my whole upbringing, we've said this a million times, food was not a big part of our culture. We were Irish and Irish and Scottish and all that kind of stuff. I don't know why that's not a big part of that culture. Food is not a big drink. Sure, we all had lots to drink, but it was not about what they made, except for certain baked goods, pies, things like that. That was
so. We talk about individual dishes. Now let's talk about catering. Mm-hmm. You say on your website that you can do catering up to 160 guests. Is that because that's the maximum you have done so far?
Yeah, that's about that. That's about as much as I've been comfortable with. But as I'm growing, I'm expanding and growing my comfort zone. So I'll be doing bigger parties at some point.
Do we, or somebody want to do a catering with your food, or do they select the menu? Do they work with you and you have to coordinate?
Yes. What I like to do is be very personal with the person I'm planning an event for, and I want it to be customized, and I want it to meet their needs exactly. I have sample menus that I give out, but I prefer to actually work with someone and do a custom menu based on exactly what they're wanting.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to sound strange, but my favorite events to do are actually celebrations of life or funerals.
Really? Celebrations of life or funerals?
I know that sounds really strange, but it makes me feel the most fulfilled to be there for people at that most vulnerable time, the most raw time in someone's life, and to use food.
You bring something that's really make them feel better for a moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's strange
bring some
you say
sort
that
of
because
grief comfort.
I think we share a certain common heritage here. The Irish love their wakes. And so it was an important moment when somebody would die, when somebody passed. Everybody in the whole neighborhood would turn out and bring something. It was I brought you a pot pie, I brought you some of this and everything, partly because we didn't want you thinking about cooking or this, but it was an expression of love and support and community.
Exactly.
And some of the nicest meals, I hate to say this, I kind of remember, are those kinds of events where everybody's sad, but somehow the food was comforting, because it was all kind of comfort food, pot pies like she brought
here. It's comfort and it's love.
Yeah.
Yes. And so you have if you have a catering, you're going to have a kind of a appetizer part, a main course, and a dessert. Can you pre-order that catering and pick up the whole thing, like the three-course meal?
Yes, we do all of that. We can do pickup, we can do drop-off, we can do full catering, we can do set it up, come back later, clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
What service in between, if they want it, we can do whatever fits their budget
and
what their needs are.
And the question I always have, Chef Pascal's done tons of catering through the years. You're doing catering now. You all have a certain style or specialty or thing that you do. But I come in and I want a Persian meal, or I want a Middle Eastern theme thing, or I want pick some other odd...
French.
No, I want Thai or something. I want something that's out of your normal comfort zone. Do you say to somebody, no, go somewhere else? Or do you say, no, I can cook. You want Thai? I'll figure it out.
I give them the option. I let them know that maybe that isn't exactly my wheelhouse, but I am willing to create something based on what they're wanting, but my version of it. If that's what they're wanting, I am more than happy to work with them. I'm always learning, growing, expanding, stretching myself. So I have no problem saying yes to that if that's what they want.
And I like that you're really concentrated about outsourcing local product.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we can find some good local product, like the Manisoa farm,
right.
Or you can go to a strawberry farm, all these places.
Where all those berries look like, because they taste incredibly fresh to me. They don't taste like something I... What's wrong with berries at the store? I go to so many times and there's just no taste of the strawberries.
Because they spend a lot of time in refrigerators.
Yeah.
A berry, when it's picked, it shouldn't be even refrigerated.
Mm.
No, it should be, if it's ripe, it's going to get fully ripe just sitting on the stand, in the shade, but not refrigerated. Then you lose all the flavors.
Tomatoes.
Same with the tomatoes, yeah.
Berries. Mm-hmm. I mean, I eat them all the time, but when I have them fresh, I like, wow,
right.
That's a tomato. Wow, that's a berry.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. So I wanted to ask you, too, beside the, what you said, that we're doing April Fool, day
April
menu.
Fool.
Yeah.
Meatloaf cupcakes. Meatloaf, come on, that's a joke.
No,
apparently it wasn't.
We did them. We
yeah,
did
yeah,
them.
Yeah, she did. And Easter, and what other big celebration? Thanksgiving?
Mother's Day will be the next one.
Oh,
that's a big one. I believe we'll probably be doing a Mother's Day picnic, like afternoon tea theme.
Oh, okay.
So people can pick that up. They can go to the beach. They can go to the park. Take mom wherever. Out in the backyard. Have an
that's
afternoon
become
tea.
A big thing again. There are actually tea houses and stuff here. And back to tea and afternoon teas, mm-hmm. like in England or Ireland, where they have teas all the time.
Right.
And like picnic box for a concert or something like that?
Yes, we'll do those. We do pretty much anything you can think of. And then, of course, at the end of the year, like you said, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. And you like to do a bridal showers and...
This is the season right now. Yeah. Lots of bridal showers. Yeah. I'm doing one on Saturday, I believe.
I think you fit perfectly. But let's say you have a large event, 80 people. Yeah. So are you going to bring, if they want mostly pies, because you could do all pie dinner.
Pie dinner?
No, I've done a pie menu before too.
Oh my goodness, that's my dream come true.
I don't need
an appetizer. I don't need meat or fish. I just need pie. Here's another pie. Here's three courses of pie.
Yeah. Sweet pie, savory pie, breakfast pie.
Three or four type of savory pie on a sweet type on. Boom.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you take a nap.
You take a nap.
Exactly.
You're filled with sugar here, yeah.
And
what kind of pies? Give me some. I grew up in fruit pie country.
Okay.
Every fruit that you can name had a pie. Peach, even apricots. I don't think we had a pear pie ever. I don't remember if I've had a pear pie.
Pear tarts?
Pear tarts. But I've had every other one. Cherry pie was big in Michigan because cherries are big in Michigan. Apples are big in Michigan. Blueberries are big in Michigan. What other types of pies are there? So I'm thinking, but I know there's cream pies, all these other kind of stuff. We didn't have as many of those.
We do those too.
What other kinds of pies should I be thinking? Give me some pies I never heard of here.
Oh, that you've never heard of.
Tempt me with other out of the normal range of pies here. Or something real. You did a toffee.
Well, I think that would be more it. I like to take different ingredients
and add them
together and make something unique. I've done an apple rosemary one before, too. So adding in fresh herbs to fruit pies.
And some places in the Midwest have their own thing. Like in Pennsylvania, there's shoo fly pie.
Oh, I love that. I make shoo fly pie. I did.
That's one that's hard
there's
to find.
Another
I'll bet Chef has never had shoo fly pie.
Why that?
Oh, I love it. The molasses
shoo
pie.
Fly pie. It's a molasses, really supery, sugary pie. It's like molasses pie.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so good.
They make it
Amish
in Pennsylvania. It's a big deal. Amish dish.
Interesting. And... You do trifles too.
We do trifles as well.
So mm-hmm. Does your client bring their own dish? No, because usually it's in a big mold.
Well, if we're doing a full catering, mm-hmm. I would have my own dish on the table.
Yeah.
If it's more of wanting just bites, we actually do little trifle cups. That's really popular right now. It's individual trifle cups.
I don't know that I've ever had a trifle. What is a trifle?
Oh my goodness, it's more of an English English dessert, and it's like layers of light cake with fruit and creams and just layered on top of each other.
It's like a fruity tiramisu.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Fruity tiramisu. Yeah. All right, so
with
it has that
layers.
Same kind of layers.
Mm-hmm. But the key there is when you do it at home, it's very communal. You put in a large glass tureen.
Right.
You can see through the layers, and then you just
dig
in. So that trifle is really good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I agree.
All right. And are you going to participate in some events again that we do? Not the Chef Master, but the next one where we have a food and wine
festival or something?
I won't be at the very next one. I believe that's a food and wine festival.
Okay.
We were just at Table for 10. We'll be at Chef Masters again in the fall. And I'm blanking on what the other one is.
That's where I discover more of these. Chef's dragging me to these things here that I didn't know. Usually they're fundraisers for charities or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe why they're out of my price range here. But you go to the Newport Beach Country Club or something or someplace, and there is... or Pelican Bay or someplace like that, and they have these big events, and you pay a certain amount of money, usually a big amount of money, and then you can try everything that's in there, and you go from booth to booth to booth and pick up all those things.
Yes, so there's a good chance on the next one you'll see Heather on the upcoming one, too, the Table for 10.
Well, I hope you'll drag us there. I hope we get to go see some of these things.
We'll have a booth and come on by and taste some sweet and savory goodies.
Yeah, because that's where we went to one at Jirachi Farms recently here, and they had a bunch of booths there. Whatever it was, St. Patrick's Day kind of festival or something. And then we've been to the Table for 10 and some of these other places. And I didn't know so many of these things exist. Again, that's outside of my world. But what wonderful events to taste and sample everything, including very unique things like your offerings here, where I might not otherwise know they exist. But I go to these events, and I see lots of, I'm going to call you like artisans. You're all like cottage industry or something, and they're all making these things. Boutique little stores and stuff. They don't have a storefront, but there's a passionate following that you've all built for whatever it is that you do.
Absolutely.
So if I wanted just to order great cookies.
Cookies?
Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Please make great cookies. You usually bring a lot of cookies to the events.
Mm-hmm. We do brown butter chocolate chip. We do
brown butter chocolate chip.
That brown butter makes everything better.
I never knew that. Okay.
Yes.
Brown. Do you cook, chef, with brown butter chocolate chip? I didn't know there is brown butter.
My wife is a cookie chef at home.
She's the cookie chef.
She's very good at that. And you got to be very precise when you make cookies, especially the temperature, the timing.
Oh, yeah, because otherwise they get like a rock otherwise.
And then you don't want to walk the dough. You have to let it rest. So do you make bread, too?
We don't make a lot of different varieties, but we do have our specialty rosemary cranberry bread that we make.
Ooh,
and I serve that with a lot of our catering meals.
That's fantastic.
on our charcuterie and grazing tables as well.
Oh, you do charcuterie as well?
We do. We do full grazing tables as well.
Grazing tables.
Yes.
What's a grazing table? Just little nibbles and things and stuff?
Yep, a long table of pretty much everything.
Little
bites
nibbles.
Of cheese and meats and veggies and dips and fruits and all kinds of good stuff.
Perfect. All right. And
so if there's one thing you've got to try at Three Pugs, is it the pies?
It's the chicken pot pie. It's our smoked chicken pot pie. And also our smoked tri-tip, actually. I put that on the grazing table as well.
Smoked tri-tip. That sounds interesting.
Well, you have smoked chicken breast, too.
Yes. We do smoked chicken breast and smoke. We like to smoke.
Yeah.
I even throw apples in the smoker.
Do you have a smoker in the whole thing?
We got a little smoker out back, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so can you give us your website again, or maybe your phone number?
Sure.
Our website. Any way they reach you, or Instagrams or other things, well, how do people find you and reach you?
Sure. ThreePugBakery.com is our website. Our Instagram is at ThreePug, spelled out T-H-R-E-P-U-G. We're on Facebook also, ThreePug Bakery and Catering. And our email is ThreePugBakery@yahoo.com.
Yahoo, and okay.
And if you expand, you know, I would love, you know, you work with some of the students from Saddleback. Did you? Have you met some of them?
I met some of them at the events, yes.
And then...
He's always trying to push his students for internships and stuff.
Yeah,
there. Yeah,
I think it's very important because that gives them some other idea, because everybody... Oh, I want to be a chef. I want to have my own business. I want to have my own restaurant. But they can see there's some of the options. It's very important.
And more paths to making a cooking career than ever before.
Yes. And do you do cooking classes too sometime? Or?
I haven't, but it's something I've toyed with for quite a while. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't materialized yet.
Okay. I think that'd be fun, because then maybe they could participate in the making of their meal. He's had some private chefs come in here, mm-hmm. and they said that's part of the fun of hiring a private chef. They come to your house.
Right.
It's not that they just go in the back and bring the food out. Mm-hmm. Thanks, chef. You get to go back with them and cut mm-hmm. and pretend like you're preparing it, having some roller.
Just to let you know, I was born on Pie Day.
Pie Day? There is a Pie Day?
I usually do a Pie Day menu, and it slipped by me this year.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know there was a Pie. How did I miss Pie Day?
I usually do a Pie Day menu.
Put me down for the next Pie Day.
Pie Day. All right.
314.
Yeah. I didn't know there is a Pie Day. I should have been my favorite food in the world. I didn't know there's a Pie Day. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, amazing what you do. Amazing that you built a business around this, a thriving business. It continues to grow. I'm not surprised when I taste the quality of the food here, but I'm always amazed that people can find these alternative paths to a cooking career.
I told you, if you bring some food, the producer is going to be very happy.
I'm very happy. Feed the producer. You got an instant.
Can't talk about food without having it.
That's right. Exactly. Too often we do. I'm always saying, let's bring in some stuff here.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And how do we reach chef here again, always? How do we reach Chef Pascal? Where do we find you?
PascalCuisine.com. Or Pascal Olatz on Facebook, and Chef Pascal One on Instagram.
Or come over to the Saddleback Culinary Training Institute and meet some. It's an amazing facility. It really is a state-of-the-art facility. You've got all sorts of different cooking kitchens.
Maybe we will have a class on pie one day.
Oh. I'll be there. Can you make it? You don't even know how to make a pie. A real pie, a Midwestern kind of pie?
No. I make tarts.
Yeah.
No,
tart
that's
isn't
what
a pie.
The French do.
A tart is not a pie. No. Not with that puffy pastry top to it.
But Ada would not give me the recipe.
No, did you see that? She didn't even come close. She didn't even give me a suggestion.
There's butter in
it. She looked at me and said,
no, I'm not telling you that thing. Because that's the kind of thing my grandmother would make or my mother would make. All the mothers and grandmothers used to make it, and we'd put it out, and everybody would come running. And everybody had kind of their own little take on it, their own little special thing. Do you actually roll the dough and all that kind of stuff?
I don't personally anymore, but yes, we do.
It's getting there.
Now I remember. I'm always saying my mother wasn't much of a cook, but when it came to this stuff, they were all good at this stuff. All right, thanks for sharing here today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you both having me on.
Okay. Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time. If that doesn't make you hungry, I don't know what will, as we explore what's behind the kitchen door right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation, where we're going to get to the rest of the food right now.